This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The egg shortage caused by the bird flu outbreak is not only pushing egg prices higher, it's flaring tempers. CBS New York's Ali Bauman has more.
From customers stockpiling cartons at Costco to thieves hatching plots to steal them, people are getting desperate.
There's not an egg to be found.
Some chains, including Trader Joe's, are capping how many eggs customers can buy. This cashier says the store can't keep up with demand.
A lot of people are getting hurt.
Egg prices are expected to go up another 20% this year. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan is tracking the winter storm moving into the Northeast tonight.
Major cities, including New York City, could see 3 to 5 inches of snow into the Sunday morning hours. Philadelphia is looking like upwards of 2 inches of snow, and Boston is seeing the most of 4 to 7 inches of snow expected.
A federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive information like Social Security and bank account numbers. Here's Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
What we see here is another order by a federal judge trying to at least slow down or halt Trump and Musk's operation to upend their remaking of the federal government and its agencies.
A 7.6 magnitude earthquake has rocked parts of the Caribbean. It was centered southwest of the Cayman Islands. There's been no word of injuries or damage. The feds now say a 3 to 9 foot tsunami is possible in Cuba. And other Caribbean islands, people are being told to move inland. With the Trump administration trying to dismantle USAID, tons of food the agency was planning to ship overseas isn't going anywhere. KHOU-TV reporter Victor Jacobo is in Houston.
235,000 tons of wheat is ready for shipment in Houston, but without USAID staff to coordinate travel, the wheat is stranded in warehouses. On top of that, about 30,000 metric tons of food commodities are sitting on the floor of USAID warehouses in Houston, unable to load onto ships. And that's a similar situation in ports across the U.S.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration from putting 2,200 USAID workers on leave. A former basketball coach could be in for a big payday tomorrow. CBS's Omar Villafranca explains.
If the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday and take home their third Super Bowl title in a row, one of the biggest winners won't be on the field. Pat Riley is an NBA coaching legend who just happens to own the trademark for the term three-peat. Riley legally locked down the term three-peat in 1988 when he was head coach of the Showtime Los Angeles Lakers.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers and a sampling of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a classic rock feel band. They're called After August. This is their song, Fields of Fire. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Between black and the blues.
heating up tonight. Somebody's boiling for a fight. Yeah, we've suffered injustice before.
Racing for
solitude in them. Dominus of them solitude in them. Dominus of them solitude.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is After August. A double dip of them. That was In Solitude. Fields of Fire before that. You can see After August perform live at the Red Rooster here in Madison on Sunday, February 6th. They're playing with Miami and Golden Joining. That show is February 16th at the Red Rooster. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. My name is Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Really appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. You can throw us a text right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Or just text us through the Civic Media app. If you got a band that I need to check out that I haven't already played on air tonight, we'd love to hear about that. You can also send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Just around the corner, we got Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band out of Chicago. He's going to come on, tell us about the upcoming tour for the Steepwater Band and the new album that's in the works. He'll have details about that. That's coming up after 9:30 tonight. Plus, Rob Roberts has After Hours at 10. Next week here on Max Inc., we got Rocker and Alice coming in studio. We're going to have a chat with Rocker, get an update. It will be nice to have him on the air and see how well he's doing on his recovery. Plus, a new Madison artist, Yanni, will join us in studio next week as well. And I just booked this today. Kaylin Cole with Lexi Liu. They're back to Wisconsin from Nashville. They're going to join us next week on the air. Kaylin Cole has a brand new track she's going to drop for us. And Kaylin and Lexi might play some music live in studio for us. So stick around for that. This is next week. Plus, next week, I have a big concert announcement they're going to drop on you. You don't want to miss next week's show, guys. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. On the way this hour, I got music from The Blisser. We'll do some Marston and Distant Cousins in the distant future. Right now, these guys were nominated for Best Rock Artist by Whammy a couple years ago. Here's Iftikhar out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Soft Glow. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow with electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex.
I say, come get some, a soft blow. Inside the lines, you see, inside the lines, you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Na 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 let's sleep together.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Schoolboy in me never leaves, and it's treating me.
did not burn the ground.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Last Crack from the 2019 Uprising album. That was Icicle. No shows on the books for Last Crack. I keep checking their socials, hoping an event would pop up. They haven't played a show that I know of anyway since, I think, 2019. It was before COVID. I'm pretty sure. I think it was in support of the new album, The Uprising. So we'll have to ask the gods for some essential Last Crack. We need it. Right, Madison? We're going to have Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band on the show in just a couple of minutes. The Steepwater Band, an awesome band out of Chicago. They got some new music that's in the oven cooking right now. We'll talk to Jeff about it all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. on Civic Media, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Hotel K Pet Sitting. Hey, that's my business. House sitting, dog walks, cat sitting visits, we do it all. Reserve your next pet sitter right now at freebellyrubs.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K. from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love. Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Featuring the flavor that kills. With special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The happy hour of love with the flavor that kills. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Steepwater Band and their song Shift. And on the phone with me right now is Mr. Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band. Jeff, good evening. Happy Saturday to you and welcome to Max Inc.
Well, thank you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you again. You're becoming longtime friends of the Max Inc. radio show, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Right on. Yeah, we right appreciate on. It.
Hey, man, we just played the song Shift. That's from your latest album. It came out, earlier in 24 or 20, late 23 or something like that. Tell us about that song.
Just on the tail end of COVID that came out. Yeah. Shift. That's one of my favorite tunes on that record. And it's usually a regular staple in our live set too. So that's a good one. It's a rocker.
It is a rocker. You know, Jeff, I always find band names and how they are picked rather interesting. I love the stories behind them. I saw a little nugget while I was doing my homework tonight that the band name, Steepwater Band, was actually taken from a cargo ship that you saw in Lake Michigan.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that story.
We were thinking about band names, and we had been going back and forth. Me and a friend of mine, we were driving over the Bishop Ford Expressway from Indiana to Chicago. And when you look over, there's all those cargo vessels there, and it said, "Warning, Steepwater." And we were kind of half out of it. It was early in the morning. He's like, "How about Steepwater Band?" I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds pretty cool." And as soon as I told the rest of the, rest of the guys in the band, they're like, "That's perfect." And when we thought Steepwater, I was thinking high water, like danger, high water. But Steepwater is actually that really dirty water. Like if you steep vegetables or you steep something, the water that comes out after the fact.
Right.
So it represents like a really dirty water. Yeah. So I kind of thought, well, we kind of have a dirty rock and roll sound and Steepwater. It's very fitting. So everybody liked it. And that's been the name ever since.
I like it. Was there any names that obviously got the axe and that was a close second up?
Maybe Dreamwater.
So something with water.
We were on a water theme for whatever reason. Yeah, and there might have been. I don't remember. But and then any other picks were so like we were so not into them that I don't even remember what they would have been.
Now you guys are in the studio working on some new music for 2025 and. As a fan of the Steepwater Band, Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about it. What are you guys working on? And do you have just a guess of when we might be able to get a taste?
Well, I mean, we're hoping that we'll have a full-length album later in the year. But we're talking about maybe releasing some singles and some videos on the way out to the end of the year. So I'm hoping, what is it now? It's February. I'm hoping, by April you might have a little glimpse of what's going on. But yeah, we've been tracking songs and we got four songs just about done. We're going to go in and do a whole other batch of songs in Chicago here. So it's coming along real good. I'm excited to get these songs done and get them in our live set too.
Nice. Where do you guys record down in Chicago?
Well, it's every album's been different. The last Turn of the Wheel and Return of the Wheel was recorded in Miller Beach, Indiana. Our drummer's brother, Jim Winter's home studio. We did the last two there, which we love. He's got a great setup. This time we're recording in Chicago down in Bronzeville in an old house that my buddy lives in. He's got this killer studio in the basement.
Nice.
And we went over there just for fun to see how it would go, and it's going great. So now it's not just for fun. We're actually looking to release the material, We just went there to see how it was, and we love it, so it's coming out great.
Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band is on with us here on Max Inc. Jeff, talk about the work as far as the writing and matching the lyrics with riffs. What's that process like for you guys?
Well, there's a couple different processes. Like sometimes a whole song and the lyrics and the title and everything will just kind of come at once, usually on like an acoustic guitar sitting on my couch, and then I'll show it to the guys and they'll throw their parts on it. That's usually how we do it. I don't usually come in and say, "Now you play this and you play that," cause it's more of a band vibe where everybody comes up with their own parts. And then the other way that songs happen is you know, Eric, our other guitar player, writes a lot. So he'll give me a piece of music, or he'll bring, or we'll jam on some of his riffs. And then it's up to me to always put the lyrics and the melody on it. So it could come from the band jamming, or from me bringing in, for, or any one of us bringing in ideas. And we just, we always finish them together, you know.
Do you guys get together a lot for, like, you know, writing together, or is most of the writing done solo and then bring what you have to the group to work out the pieces?
It's a little bit of both. We get together in spurts. I mean, we're always together because we play a lot of gigs.
Right.
So we get together in spurts when we can, when we know we're going to record, and we kind of put the pressure on ourselves. So we've always got ideas that, from sound checks and, you know, that. But when it gets time to actually get down to recording, that's when we really focus and we start getting in a room together and trading ideas, and then it all comes together. We work well under, I guess, a little bit of fun pressure, you know, knowing like, all right, we're recording, let's go, you know.
Right, right. Jeff, you guys are touring up, gearing up for a big tour. Other than your favorite stop here in Madison, which I know it's your favorite, what other cities are you excited to see on tour? I know you're going to Philly, you're going to Dubuque, I believe. Of course, a couple of shows in Chicago.
Well, I always love playing hometown show in Chicago. You know, Martyrs is a great place. We're getting ready to go out. Well, towards the end of March, we're doing probably 3 weeks out east.
Right.
And we've been spending a lot of time out east lately. So I really, you know, really enjoying New York. I like going to Maine. I think we're going to like Delaware on this next run, which I don't think we've ever been. Massachusetts, you know, Pennsylvania. I mean, we like playing everywhere, you know, but I've really been enjoying the East and realizing that, you know, there's a lot of music lovers out that way. So looking forward to that run coming up.
Plus, you get to go to cool cities like New York or Philly. Grab yourself a Philly cheesesteak, Jeff.
Yeah, Philly. We're playing Philly. Of course.
For sure. Of course, the show in Madison, I believe, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I think it's the second show on the tour. Here in Madison at the Red Rooster on Seaford Road, Saturday, February 15th. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you here back in Madison, Jeff.
Yeah, I like the Red Rooster. We've played there, I think, once before, and that's a great little spot. So
it really is. It's they do a great job focusing not only on the local music scene, but they bring great bands like you guys across. Hey, Jeff, I really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on the upcoming new album. I can't wait to hear the music, and look forward to seeing you at the Red Rooster on Saturday, February 15th.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, we're gonna play the song Found. And tell me about the song as we go into it here.
Found. I mean, that's another one of my favorites. For maybe some of you guitar players know what I'm talking about, but that was an instrumental song that I had laying around. It was in a weird guitar tuning, and I recorded it as a demo, you know, it's almost like this instrumental piece. And for some reason I tuned the guitar back to regular tuning and played it that way, even though I wrote it in an odd tuning, and then all the lyrics and melody kind of came out like that. So it's funny how that happens sometimes. It was supposed to be like an instrumental piece, like a Jimmy Page type, you know, like a, I don't know, like a Black Mountainside or something. But then when I put it in regular tuning, it totally changed the vibe and put some vocals on it, and there you go.
Black Mountainside. I go back and listen to that Zeppelin song now. But first, we're going to hear Found. This is the Steep Water Band. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are...
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the Steepwater Band, and Found. Thanks to Jeff Massey and the Steepwater Band for calling in tonight. Really appreciate you. Get more information about them on the socials and see them at the Red Rooster next week. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Get the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. Rob Roberts, he is in the chair next with Max Inc. After Hours. I'm going to do some radio for pets in just a moment. Right now, it's Marsden and Running in the Dark. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No direction. nothing. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing. We stop at nowhere, feels like we both belong here. I'm rarely shy or nervous, but my shaking hands both feel useless.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Crews responding to this week's plane crash in Alaska are making progress.
All 10 victims that were aboard an aircraft that went missing near Nome, Alaska on Thursday have been recovered. Three of them have been found Friday in the wreckage of Bering Air Flight 445 that is on an ice floe. Crews recovered the remaining seven victims Saturday. The crash site is moving about 5 miles a day. The area where the plane went down is also expecting snow, which is expected to hinder recovery operations. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Super Bowl preparations are underway in the Big Easy. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
The city of New Orleans is already playing defense ahead of tomorrow's big game. Super Bowl festivities at the Superdome and in the French Quarter are buried behind bollards and barriers. On Bourbon Street, fans will see armed National Guard soldiers next to more than 200 state troopers patrolling the area.
The Trump administration has suffered